BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily podcast, Judge Rinder throws some shade on my first Strictly performance, Craig James plays Real or No Real with some fascinating info about ducks, and a massive innuendo bingo announcement.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm going to put this call through now, and apparently it's Judge Rinder. Hello.
Hello there. How are you, Scott?
I'm very good. How was your holiday in Ibiza?
It was above average. And the high point, of course, was talking to you from a back office in the middle of the island.
Yes, that was where you said this.
He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot.
I stand by that comment.
How rude. So
well,
what are you doing?
Last night, though, I watched you on Come Down. You did very well.
Well, I didn't.
Well, above average. I like that they put you in the old man section.
I enjoyed that as well. Made me feel quite young. I was there with the man from Bargain Hunt and Greg Wallace.
I know, and I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd be mugged by the gay man's chorus. And everyone was terribly worried you were going to be like have an orange shoe, but you seemed to sort of manage properly to ration your spray tan, which was good as well.
Who was worried that I was going to have an orange shoe?
Various people. I've been reading about it. I once accidentally put some sort of carrot oil and went in the sun. And when I came back from holiday, I put my white wig on for work and I looked like a damn Oompa Loompa. So I was sort of worried that, you know, you may have that sort of same sort of problem.
Yeah. Do you know that's just a standard waistcoat? And then what they do is they just sequin it up.
Is that what they sort of jazz-handed it up?
Yeah, massively. When I put it on, it was like, oh, this is all right. And then when I saw it again, it was completely different.
Well, it definitely suited you.
Thank you.
I thought. Tell me, you know that dancer, her name's Joanne, she seemed really pleased. I couldn't work out whether it was sort of pleased or relief that you weren't picked last. Was she really sort of keen to have you? Had you met her before? I couldn't work it out.
I'd met her in rehearsals, but only for a couple of days, but we just kind of got on. And I think that she actually really is pleased.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand it either, but she apparently thinks that she can teach me in 3 weeks how to at least do some dancing.
Do you know what your first dance is yet?
I do, but I can't say.
Oh, you can't tell.
Annoying.
You. Okay. All right. Have you recorded, you know, the claps that you did?
Yeah, I've got it on a GIF.
It looked really, really, I don't know, sort of incredibly happy and enthusiastic.
I'm really pleased that I got her because apparently, I don't know this yet because we've not started training, that starts tomorrow, but apparently she's a great teacher, so she's got a job on her hands.
You look mildly professional, particularly if you freeze the frame. You do a particularly sort of almost a Latin-esque squat.
Yes.
I don't know what the move would be called.
I don't know. I don't think it's called anything. It was just what I was doing at the time. It didn't go well. Would you ever do a Strictly?
Well, I'm not sure it's very judge-like. I think it might undermine, you know, my professional integrity, which would upset people. Although, I mean, you know, if I went on it, I'd definitely win.
Yeah, you would. I think you would because you've got the confidence.
Plus, a secret about me is I never really enjoyed school too much. I mean, I went to do the GCSEs because they were all terribly boring and not very difficult when I did them. But my best friend at school was a school nurse, Mrs. Cornish, and the only thing she did was sort of talk about her husband. She can teach me to do the cha-cha-cha, which I'm really skilled at.
Oh, so you can do that. You're winning already.
I think I am. I think I'd be rather good. Plus, I can definitely move my hips. Actually, which is something I think you might need to work on.
Well, I'm basically made of wood at the moment.
Beginning with the record really well, you know, move. But then I suppose you've had some experience of that.
Yeah, I can do that.
I thought that looked really good.
Yeah, I had to pretend there were DJ decks there because it was just like a wooden frame.
And you were definitely better. Was it Tim Wannacott?
Wannacott.
The one that pedals antique. You definitely were better than him.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, but he's got one of these sort of sympathetic narratives. I watch it. He's sort of there dancing for his wife.
Yes.
So there's an uphill struggle with him. And the other one that sells fruit and veg, Greg Wallace as well. You were better than him as well, definitely.
Thanks.
Yeah, you were good. I think, frankly, I ought to come to one of your rehearsals. We could dance together. I could teach you the cha-cha-cha.
That would be amazing.
Are they going to give you more glittery costumes?
Yeah, you don't really find out until you get there. You will try it on, like I did with the waistcoat, and then it will look absolutely different by the time the show arrives. Oh, please come to rehearsals.
No, I definitely want to come. I want to come to when you do the cha-cha-cha.
Okay. Why are you not on our screens anymore, Judge Rinder?
Because the series is finished, but hopefully there's going to be two and possibly three series, and we'll be back in the new year. And so anyone on your show that's got a legal dispute of any kind, do write into ITV. If it's worthwhile, we'll hear it, just to make sure people aren't, you know, now that they know what the show is like and now they know that how serious the court is, I think hopefully more people will apply to have their case heard in my courtroom. Right, so how many hours of rehearsals do you do each day?
About 5 hours.
Good Lord, that's sort of like revision for a degree.
In 3 weeks, surely even I will be able to pull something out of the bag.
Well, I suppose so. I mean, you know, Anne Widdecombe survived a few weeks, so I don't see why you won't get on.
Not exactly the same.
People
but
behind her, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to vote for you every week.
Yes, I've got Judge Rinder's vote. Hey, listen.
Yeah, and anybody else? I'm definitely going to vote for you.
Thank you very much. Please pick up the phone. Also, when the show actually starts properly, week by week, would you come on and do a little critique of my dancing?
Absolutely, with absolute pleasure.
That's amazing.
And of course, I'll have to watch it now.
Yeah, you will.
I'm skilled. I have, you know, thanks to Mrs. Cornish, I have an eye.
Right, okay, so it starts on the weekend of the 26th and 27th. So from then, I'll ring you. Okay, right, well, we'll speak to you. We'll catch up with you after the first live dance goes out.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
Excellent. Best of luck.
Thank you, I need it.
Don't let the side down. You know, we're sort of counting on you, really.
It'll all be fine. I've got 3 weeks.
All right, well, you know. I mean, for goodness sake, you know, you're supposed to be good at this sort of thing, so do try.
Yeah, I'm going to try. All right, good to speak to you.
All right, have an above-average afternoon, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Sarah Harding off of Tumble and Girls Aloud is playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. That's pretty good, right? But playing with her, because Chris is off, is this person.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
Charlie Sloth. Really good.
Yeah. What's happening, Fred?
Where are you?
I'm just downstairs, actually, just getting a coffee.
All right. Why are you calling me Fred?
Fred Astaire. Guy with the moves. One, two, step. Oh, gosh. Scott Mills. Inside. On the dance floor.
Enter.
You're a legend, bruv. I saw you getting down shubs in. You was on fire, cos.
Not yet. I'm not. I've got 3 weeks to learn it.
No, you done your thing. I was proud of you, man. I was like, there's my boy Millsy, you know, on Strictly.
Did not have you down. Did not have you down as a Strictly viewer.
Never have been a fan, but you're on there, so I've got to watch it, bruv. I actually watched it on catch-up, so, yeah, it was epic.
Did you love it?
I loved your parts. I loved the way they had you, like, doing, like, a little mix.
Yeah.
Intro bit.
Of course they did. Just come out of the closet. It's okay to say you like Strictly Come Dancing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right.
There are people coming out about this all the time around this building now that I'm on it. They're like, oh, I liked it for ages, but I've not been able to say it at work.
Oh, man. So you've made it cool. That's a good finish. You should up your wages. You should get more fee for that.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I'm so excited about tomorrow. It's you spitting water over Sarah Harding.
Splash.
On the face. Now, that mouth can hold a lot of water.
A whole lot of water, cos I think it's... We've done a little experiment before, and it's just under a litre.
Is it?
I'm not joking. I'm really not joking. We've done an experiment before on my show to see how much water I can actually fit in my mouth, and I've done just under a litre of water.
That's the great kind of thing you can hear on One Extra every day at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, 1:45, it's Sarah Harding on Innuendo Bingo with Charlie Sloth. I love this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, you know?
You know, you were on. The last time you did it was almost exactly a year ago.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
But tomorrow, you're kind of going to be taking the lead because Sarah won't know what she's doing. So you need to get fully involved. I want you to be Chris in this situation. I want you to spray everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to spray everywhere. All over her face. Splash. No, move, cuz.
Isn't
it? I can't wait. I'm actually quite excited because... I used to think she was a bit of a hot spice when I used to watch her do her thing on the stage. One, two, yeah. Actually, you know what? I've got a couple of dance moves I can teach you as well, you know, Scott.
Oh, Lord. What are they?
I've got a couple of moves, cuz, from the hood that I can show you. Running Man. Know about the Running Man?
Yeah, I know that.
You can break out into that.
Yeah.
What about the turtle spin?
What's that?
On your back, boom, one, two, spin, looking wild.
And you can do that at that weight,
can you? Of course, bruv. But what, sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, I thought you was
no.
Yeah,
no, I'm
being
not,
rude.
I'm not being fattest. No, you're fattest. Okay,
you're definitely fattest.
Well, you are.
Though. I mean, it's out there.
Clearly, you are. Okay, 1:45 then tomorrow. I'll see you here with Sarah Harding. I knew you'd love this booking.
Nice one, Fred.
Big man ting.
Big man ting. Done, Freddie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is One Direction and Fireproof. On BBC Radio 1. Greg James, over to you.
I think my dad's going to like that. He loves Dire Straits. My dad is the biggest Mark Knopfler fan ever.
Also, a little bit Razorlight.
I'm in love with America. America. Nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio means that much to me.
I forgot about that.
Remember him?
Yes. Johnny Burrell?
He does. Johnny Burrell does the best interviews ever.
Not in my experience.
Well, no, in newspapers and stuff.
Oh, right.
If you're bored at work and you're a bit sad today because it's Monday, just Google the latest Johnny Burrell Razor Light interviews. They're so funny.
It's very catchy, says Hannah in Colchester. Sounds like Razor Light, says Steve, off of Wokingham. Yeah, but only the beginning bit, really.
Yeah.
It really reminds me of something, but I do like it. A more mature sound for them. One Direction.
You said they recorded it on a bus?
Yeah, mostly. Well, really? on tour, yeah. The script recorded their whole album on a bus. Yes. Jordan says, I just got in from school just before it started. I love it. Fireproof. And so many people, like, the internet's going mad for this.
Fireproof.
The new track by One Direction. Okay, so Greg's here.
It's like calling a track Scotch Guard.
Yeah. Greg's here, and I'm going to play Real or No Real with you today. It's me and you because
wait,
here.
Before we continue.
Okay, go on.
I haven't seen last night's script Strictly yet. But I've heard all. I was reading Twitter because I was on a train.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading it all.
Yeah.
So I've kind of got it all.
Yeah. You have. To, I mean, you can do that on Twitter.
So I show something I've done on my phone. I've taken a screenshot. read that out to the class.
Oh, have you done this?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I'm giving you my full backing.
Now, you've placed a bet there. The odds are 66-1.
Yeah.
Low. One line at £10 per line.
There you go.
So potential return there, £670.
And I will give all of that to charity if
that
you win.
That is brilliant. I put that it was 90-1 that I was going to win on Betfair last night because it was after the show. Roll up. They soon shortened their odds after I tweeted it.
I know, annoying. That's why I've got bad odds today. That's a shame.
Well, thanks, though. It's good, I think. All right, let's play Real or No Real.
Today's Live Lounge guest, Paolo Nutini, was in fact born with a different name, Paul Nutt.
This can't be right. It's like, I read a thing about you and Anton Dubek today as well. Mm.
Yes.
Is that true? That he was going to be... Is that a real or no real?
What?
He was going to be your dance partner?
Yeah, he was only joking about it.
Oh,
I think he'd quite like to.
I think you'd make a great duo.
Me and Tony Beak?
Well, is he called Tony Beak?
That's a rumour. I don't know whether that's true.
Anton Dubek is Tony Beak. I think that's the real one, and Paul Nutt is the no real one.
Tony Beak.
I'm going to change that to Anton Dubek.
Well, you have to. It's Strictly, darling.
This is a massive who, but it's still on gold. But it's a bit like Mrs. Bouquet. Keep him appearances.
Yeah. Mrs. Bucket. No, this is not true. He has Italian blood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say they don't have nuts in Italy?
It's not Paul Nutt. I'm saying no real.
Paul Nutt, no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. In fact, I've just been told his Italian heritage goes back four generations to 1915, according to Scottish records.
So there.
And next on Real or No Real.
Ducks quack in regional accents.
No.
No.
Again.
I'm sorry. What? So in the south it's like, and then up north,
it's quite difficult to envisage that. So we're saying that if it was in a Newcastle, a northeastern duck, there'd be a YI quack.
And like in a really posh area down south somewhere?
Sure.
Now,
isn't the thing that, I mean, some an ornithologist would definitely clarify this, but the idea that, you know, ducks do move around quite a lot.
Do they?
Yeah. So I don't necessarily think that a duck is born somewhere and then it stays in that place forever. I do think they do fly around quite a lot.
Yes, I mean, I think that. But like, so you're saying they don't stay anywhere long enough to pick up an accent?
Yes, exactly.
So they're just kind of like, they just speak like normal? Like,
well, not normal. They just have one style. And I reckon they have, look, again, Scott, I'm not an expert, but I imagine...
Over to our duck expert.
But I think they, Egg James, I think they'd have like a panicky quack, they'll have like a happy quack, they'll have like a I'm ready to make love quack. They'll have all sorts of, but they won't have.
But they won't have like a Manchester accent.
No, I don't think so. No, like a, ow, mad for it. I don't think that happened. I don't think that's
no,
the thing.
I don't. No real.
No real. Stupid.
That one is real.
No, it's not. No, it isn't, though.
No.
It isn't.
Okay, right.
It's not.
They react to changes there in their environment. So Cockney ducks... they're rougher and louder...
No, they're not.
...to be heard over the city noise than, let's say... they're Cornish relatives.
No. No,
that's
not true.
Not actually true.
No, because what are you saying? They're copying... they're copying people who have just people who live in sort of East London or something. They go to a bench for lunch.
Ah,
in a
park, some pears. Yeah,
and they're that's... listening to that person going, "Oh, I got myself a lovely little sandwich here, mate." And the duck's just gone, "I'm going to copy that."
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No,
that's true. Don't doubt the facts.
Nonsense.
And next,
Austin Powers actor Mike Myers is a keen painter in his spare time. His favourite person to paint is fried chicken mogul Colonel Sanders.
Where are we getting these from today?
I think someone's had a long weekend.
So, the bloke who plays Austin Powers, his favourite thing to paint is Colonel Saunders off a chicken.
Isn't it Colonel Sanders?
Sanders.
All right.
Colonel Saunders.
It's French and Saunders. I think. Well, this. I mean, this does sound stupid enough to be real. I would suggest, and he's quite a funny man, Mike Myers.
I didn't know he did painting.
Yeah, but he's sort of comedy type. They tend to be quite good at art, don't they? Tend to be good drawers.
Are you saying real?
I'm going to say absolutely. It wouldn't surprise me. It would be a silly thing to make up. I think that's real.
Right. You just. Like, paints the bloke off of fried chicken all the time.
Probably not just him.
For competition purposes, I'll say no real.
That one's real.
Oh.
Yes. Not doing very well today.
No, I've just been told his latest works include The Colonel Lisa and Colonel with a Pearl Earring.
Is he trying to get sort of free fried chicken?
I don't know.
Does he need it? He's loaded. Mm.
And next.
George Ezra's new single, Blame It On Me, is actually an apology to his mum after he trashed the house at his 21st birthday party.
So we all know this song, George Ezra's new track.
When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me.
Sorry, Mum.
When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me.
Okay, so he trashed his mum's house?
Yeah, on his 21st.
But it's not like... when I drank dad's port, blame it on me. It's not like he's talking about sort of lovey things, isn't he? When I set fire to the cat, blame it on me. It's not the same, is it? It's...
when I had to call the French polishers from Yellow Pages. Good ad, though, wasn't it? Remember that?
The French polishers.
Remember?
Yes.
Good ad. No, this is nonsense. No real.
When I put white wine on the red wine stain, you blame it on me. No, this is silly.
Okay.
So you would just buy some flowers. Don't write a song about it. Don't make a song and dance about it.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, okay. Of course it isn't. Silly.
Someone else is doing the scores today, which is just as well because I've completely lost track. but I can tell you at the end of that round of real or no real... Greg got 20, Scott got 10. Rubbish. You can just tell I'm no good at this game.
Excellent.
On today?
Loads of bits and bobs. Star Caller from 5 o'clock today and just loads of stuff. I feel mental because of the run yesterday.
Do you? How was it?
Fun. Really fun. But you know when you have that day after a long run, you have to walk down the stairs backwards because your legs are so empty.
Oh, love.
We just all saw.
A lot of messages were coming in, actually, because I did the chart yesterday, and a lot of people were saying that they saw you yesterday. It was a good day, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It is such good. Great North Front. You've done it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so a little bit jaded, but still here. Greg, from 4 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that is actually happening, as revealed on today's podcast. Tomorrow, Sarah Harding, Girls Aloud, Tumble, will be getting spat on by hip-hop's Charlie Sloth from One Extra. Tomorrow, 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.